The duration that most people seem to be using at this point is 1 year. I'm guessing that's what you're doing.
Yes.
Where did that come from? Do you think that is the optimal duration? And what do you think the HERO trial is going to show in terms of two versus one?
First of all, answer the first question, it came from sort of an empiric extension of preclinical data. There are no clinical data to tell us how long we have to use the drug. My sense is it's going to be somewhere between 6 and 12 months, but I don't have any hard data that's clinical. It's based on preclinical data. Based on that same preclinical data, I will argue that I don't think there'll be a big difference between 1 year and 2 years. But the good thing about the HERO trial is it's asking the question, and we'll get information.
One thing that's out there that's a little bit difficult for people to interpret is the data from the HERO trial as opposed to the data from the NCCTG trial looking at sequential versus concurrent therapy. The HERO study showed 50% roughly reduction, same thing that was seen in the combined analysis. But in the NCCTG trial, there's only a 13% non-statistically significant reduction in the sequential arm. How do you put that together?
I think it's far too early to make a call, and I think that's both the safe as well as the right answer. I don't always take the safe answer, as you probably know from things I've said in the past. That said, the HERA investigators have openly conceded the point that their data are more immature vis-à-vis Herceptin therapy, given the fact that they had an even longer period before the patients were randomized Herceptin. So the follow-up time is small. Now, they make up in part for that by large numbers because they got a lot of patients on the trial. But I think we need one more look at that data in terms of an update before we're really able to say that they're seeing the same kinds of impact that are seen with the two cooperative group trials done in the U.S.
Well, certainly, though, the sequential versus concurrent arms in the NCCTG trial don't have very many events at this point. So it could be that that's the one that's sort of misleading.
That's absolutely correct. The only thing we can say about that is it doesn't have many events, but it has longer follow-up. And again, what weighs in heavier in these two things? And I think at this point, we're easily able to address it.